March 18th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, as your nation and the world stand in the shadow of the cross, please understand that the Holy Mother stands with you, interceding on your behalf. My provision is your constant. I am listening to your prayers. The cross of this particular virus is unprecedented. So too must be your response in trust. Remember, I look only at hearts. Some of you have a heavier burden to bear due to the virtual quarantine of most of your nation. My grace never respects a quarantine. It is always a part of your present moment and cannot be challenged by any disease. These are the times when you must learn to depend upon my grace. Pray for the collapse of this virus much sooner than anticipated. Once again, be united in prayer. Spiritual union is far more powerful than physical union. The disease is but a symptom of Satan's desire to capture the world." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.